Dave Moore on Today FM.
Good morning, Dave.
Morning,
Thanks for having us back on.
Glad to see Calvin's talking to me, because last time I met him, I thought there was a bit of frost.
Was a bit of beef?
It was a little bit of beef.
Animosity, I think.
I was comfortably walking off a football pitch, and I got called. Hey! I was like, what? Oh, it's Calvin. What's cracking? Well, nappy.
Yeah, his young ones team beat my young ones team.
So. And you were ready to fight him?
I was ready. I don't think
we were fighting.
Okay.
I may not have had a Stone Island jacket on. I was ready to rock.
He did have a Stone Island jacket. He looked like he was ready to rumble, in fairness. But it was a good game, wasn't it?
It was a good game.
Harper's a good footballer.
Yeah, she's great. Shout out to the coaches, Steve, Anto and Brian. Yeah. They're doing God's work out.
Lovely
there.
Lad. No, fairness, it's one of the best. Honestly, the best thing I think I've done as an adult is coach kids football. It's just, I do it 6 days a week. It's unbelievable. I've got a girls team and a boys team. I can't get enough of it. Yeah, coach
the girls.
Where
do you get the time, man? You're always in here.
I am always in here. That's the job of a 5 day a week radio presenter. But yeah, no, I do six. Like, the only day I have off is a Wednesday. I've no football coaching on a Wednesday. But then every other day is like in the evening time coaching the boys, the girls. Gap the boys, the girls, and then the boys on a Saturday match, girls on a Sunday match. But it's like, it's the best thing.
Yeah, I love it, Dave. Yeah. I love it. When the message goes into the WhatsApp group on a Sunday, and you're like, yeah, this is where they're playing. I'm like, I'm rearing, but this.
Totally.
It's under 11s.
Under 11, Division 7, and it couldn't be better. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's class.
Anyway, it's good that we've buried the beef. Yeah. We'll have you out to Portmarnock soon. You can come out.
We'll get them in the return leg.
Yeah, exactly. Lads, big news. So, Talking Box, the podcast, has been out for how long now?
4.5 years.
Yeah. That's wild. Okay, look, for someone, like, lots of our listeners have heard you guys talk before, but for anyone who hasn't, who's tuning in now, give us the quick, as they call it, the elevator pitch.
Go.
They're handing it to each other.
Yeah. So Talking Bollocks is a podcast by myself and Terrence. We're both from Inner City, Dublin. We initially set up the podcast to change the perception of the Inner City. We felt it got a bad rap in the media. We didn't feel like it was accurate. We felt like there was a lot of characters from where we're from who had good stories and were success stories, and we wanted their voices to be heard. And then it turns out that those people from other areas with similar stories that wanted their voices to be heard, and that grew and that grew, and we didn't know it, but it became relatable to so many people, and it just grew legs, and here we are.
And it has that relatability is so important, because, like you said, you've now had people on from all walks of life, all nationalities, not just inner city Dubs, obviously.
Yeah.
But what's really important, I think, about what you guys do is as you said, it's the giving people a voice, asking the questions, talking about the topics that you talk about. It isn't just a straightforward interview. You know, where did the idea for your podcast come from? Not that that's not a good question, lads. That's a great question I just asked you. But you know what I mean? You delve deeper. You find out things about people and give them a platform to have those conversations, those difficult conversations.
Sometimes. We love to hear people's stories as well, especially the hardship, but it's not all so serious. Mm. We love to have a bit of crack as well.
Oh, you do. Because I've been a guest on your podcast and it is honestly one of the most amounts of crack I've had in
chaos.
About an hour.
It is chaos. If you get the right guest like yourself and Neil as well.
Neil Telfer, like, yeah.
It can be chaos, you know. So we love to have the buzz as well. And the best episodes for me are the ones where we start off having a bit of buzz and by the end of it you're nearly crying. You're going, whoa.
Okay, so you run all the emotions.
Yeah, we're having a bit of crack at the start and then they go into the story and they delve in. You're like, whoa, this is mental. Like.
Yeah. And then there's exciting news because TBX. Like, this sounds like a very highbrow kind of operation now. What's TBX?
A highbrow? I don't know if that's right. We don't even know what the X stands for. Okay. We just thought it sounded good. So
it does.
And it looks good on the logo.
Yeah.
Like
TBX. So we're like, we just say it stands for extra.
TBX. So it's more podcast, but it's behind a paywall.
Yeah,
it's for your super fans.
Yeah, so it's a premium version of the podcast. So basically what you're going to get is our main episode that goes live on a Thursday. You will get the video version of that.
Oh, okay.
You'll get an extra bonus episode on a Monday. And we're also giving listeners the chance to participate in the episode. So a bit like a phone show. Sending your voice messages. We'll respond. We'll have a back and forth. We may even ring people live on the podcast. We don't know yet.
Depends on what they come in with.
That's the challenges now laid down to them. Just like I do with my listeners every morning. Absolutely. I say to them, I'll talk about whatever you want, but you have to get in touch and let me know what it is.
Yeah.
But isn't it a show of strength that the podcast is popular enough to do this? Because there's lots of podcasts that if they said, okay, we're going to offer more, but it's going to be, you're going to have to pay. And it's not a lot of money. It's a couple of quid a month or whatever it is, you know, a couple of quid a week, whatever people charge for their different things. But like, you're in a situation now where you've got audience members that really want more of you guys.
Dave, it's amazing. Like, and like I said there, it's €4 a month for it, which for us, we're not going any higher than €4 for now. Like, that's a perfect price. We think that people can afford it. It's less than €1 a week. But as well, the podcast went #1 in Ireland. A few days ago, it's been at #1 for 4 or 5 days now. Look, how mad is that? Like, we launched a subscription platform and people go out, support us and bring us to #1 in the country. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And, like, I suppose a lot of times broadcasters, I would include me in this, we tend to sound a certain way. Now, I'm just from Portmarnock. This is how I sound, right? And Cahill here now would have a strong Cashel accent. You boys have got your inner city Dublin accents. Do you find that you're only popular in Dublin inner city, or are you now finding that the country is going, I don't care what these boys sound like. I want to hear who they're talking to, what they're talking about and all that.
Oh, exactly. It's gone beyond the M50, well beyond that. And we'd even get messages from people to be like, oh, I'm a listener in. And it could be Castle and be like, yeah, oh, just a culture listening in. And we'd be like, oh, I like that dynamic, the good bit of banter, you know, the back and forth, how we pronounce certain words. And we'll get messages off people to be like, I like the way Taran said this, or how Calvin said that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I never actually thought about it that way, but it's good. It's just a good dynamic, good interaction to have with the listener.
I was in Turkey last year, Dave, and I was walking down the strip, and Turkish fellas were running out, and they'd broken English, like their English wasn't amazing. They were running out showing me the podcast on the phone. That
you're kidding
me. We were the most listened podcast, and two Turkish fellas over there that owned shops on the strip had actually come over, flew over here to watch a live show.
What?
One of our live shows in the National Stadium a year and a half ago, and flew back over to Turkey.
That
and had pictures
wild
and videos to prove. Because I was like, ah, you're lying. Yeah. He showed me the pictures and videos in the stadium.
Because, I mean, you get that information when it comes to a podcast, because, you know, it's not like radio, which goes out and a few months later we find out whether what we're doing is good or bad, you know, in terms of the numbers of people listening. But with podcasts, because it's digital listening, you can pinpoint immediately. Yeah. So I'm like you guys, I always check like the locations and I'm going, whoa, we got a new listener in Suriname. I'm like, whatever. But I don't expect to walk down the strip of Turkey and meet
them. Crazy. Like, and one of the most surreal experiences I ever had. Because I thought you were messing. I was like, nah. And then they were showing me the phone. I was like, oh my God, you really listen to every episode.
We were the number one podcast in Bahrain for a while.
Nice.
Yeah. For months.
Yeah.
In Bahrain.
Yeah.
Not somewhere you've ever been, I'm sure.
No. Do you know what? I'm not even sure exactly where it is on the map.
That's fair. I'd be Middle East, and then I'd start to kind of finger around somewhere over there. We're going to play a game around the name of your podcast, right? So I want each of you to tell me a quick story. So I want one of them to be true and one of them to be false. And then I need to work out which one is true and which one is a lie. Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Put your
truth faces on.
I'll go
Let's
first.
See. Go, Calvin. Yeah.
So it was my 30th in 2023. Mm-hmm. And then for that, my missus booked me a trip at the Lifetime that was on my bucket list to go to Machu Picchu. So I had to return the favour. She was 30 last year.
Right.
She wanted to go to Japan. So because I had to book it then for her birthday, I had to do all the heavy lifting. I had to book up the flights, the hotels, all that. She wasn't allowed to go because it was a whole birthday present. Wasn't
right, so it's not a surprise, but you're responsible for
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Gotcha, yeah.
When we get to the airport, because I'm at the doing all that, we were eligible for an upgrade, but only me. And I flew first class to Japan and left on economy.
Right. Okay, that's your story. Terry?
I nearly died.
How many times has this fella got a nearly died story? Okay.
From tonsillitis.
Nearly died from tonsillitis.
I was brought into hospital for 2 weeks and I was read my last rites and it turned out it was tonsillitis.
How did it get that serious?
Just did.
You'd be surprised what happens with a sore throat.
Yeah. You wouldn't know, Dev.
Oh, that's hard now, because I don't believe Terry at all. But I don't believe Calvin would leave his missus in coach and he'd go first class. So I don't actually think either of you sound the truth. This is not how it's supposed to work out. What do you think? 087-4100-102. Drop us a text there and tell me which one you think. I think Calvin's too nice a guy. I think if it was his missus' birthday, he would have flown economy. She would have gone that. I think Terry's one sounds more ridiculous, but maybe that's why I think you're telling the truth, Terry. Calvin, you're talking bollocks.
He's good.
How did you?
Yeah, seriously, no way.
He's
too nice, that fella. Gavin wouldn't do that to his missus, in fairness.
You wouldn't be able to enjoy the flight though, Dave, because you'd be like, yeah, I've 7 hours of this luxury and getting everything on hand. Then you're like, yeah, getting on your land.
Well, I'll tell you right, very quickly. We were in Orlando with the kids, like six of us, right? And we came back and I happened to know the captain of the flight and I saw him and he was like, oh, you flying? I was like, yeah. And he goes, I'll see if I can upgrade you. And I was like, well, there's six of us. Like, he goes, ah, yeah, we'll see. And I was like, really? And he goes, and he shouts back, what if I get one? I went, yeah, absolutely. I would have totally gone and said, see you, lads. Yeah. Mrs. You can have them for the flight. But it didn't happen, funnily enough. Lads, best luck with TBX.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Best luck with the podcast in general. Like, these are legends. It's great to have you in. Great to have you doing what you're doing. I genuinely mean that. Like, I think the podcast is a very important thing. It's doing great work. I think everybody should listen to it. So, Talking Bollocks, wherever you get your podcast, and TBX. throw the lads a couple of quid and then you get everything else. All right, boys.
Good up, thanks very much.
Nice one. Thanks, lads.
Dave Moore on Today FM.